Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
And this first case we're going to unpack here is a victory for South Carolina and other red states that have sought to block funding going to Planned Parenthood and abortion providers. In this case, on a 6-3 ruling, we're learning that Justice Neil Gorsuch, who wrote this opinion on behalf of the court, is saying that there is not a private right to bring forward a lawsuit if a state does not include something like a Planned Parenthood as a provider that it is going to offer those funds for. So it is a very technical case, but ultimately this is a bit of a victory once again for states that are looking to block funding going to abortion providers.
We the people of the United States.
More perfect.
Your form of our perfect union.
Heritage legal expert Hans von Spakovsky.
Well, that was a Newsmax report that you were just listening to. And here from Fox News, the Supreme Court ruled Thursday that South Carolina has the power to block Medicaid funding for Planned Parenthood clinics in a technical interpretation over healthcare choices that has emerged as a larger political fight over abortion access. Hans von Spakovsky, what a pleasure to be able to have a conversation with you today as the Supreme Court is starting to turn out some of these rulings. This is the one that struck my interest the most. Welcome back to the show. What can you tell us about this ruling?
Well, this was one of five decisions the Supreme Court released today. And in essence, you know, the Medicaid program, I'm sure if folks know, I mean, this is the health insurance for poor people that we have in this country. It's a joint program of the federal government and the states. The feds contribute a majority of the funds, but states also put money in, and it's the states that actually administer the Medicaid funding to the poor residents in their states. And one of the things that's a provision in the Medicaid program is that you can only, if you're a Medicaid recipient, Medicaid beneficiary, you can only get medical care from what's called a qualified provider. And it's the state that determines who is a qualified provider in their state, which makes a lot of sense because, Anna, you and I both know who's in charge, for example, of issuing medical licenses to practice in states. Who is it that governs the way hospitals and others conduct themselves? It's state government. It's not the federal government. And in this case, South Carolina said, we don't consider Planned Parenthood to be a qualified provider. Therefore, you won't be eligible for Medicaid funding if you go and get services from them. And Planned Parenthood and a Medicaid recipient sued the state, saying, well, you can't do that. You can't tell us we're not a qualified provider. And what the Supreme Court said today is there's no private right of action. In other words, neither Planned Parenthood nor a Medicaid beneficiary can sue claiming, well, we ought to be considered qualified providers. Now, the amount of money South Carolina was annually giving to Planned Parenthood was a tiny amount. But this opens the door for other states to do the same thing. And the amount that, when you total up the amount Planned Parenthood gets through Medicaid from other states, I think it's over $800 million a year.
Hans, you know, the Hyde Amendment comes to mind. I thought that there was
right.
I thought that there was a promise that no taxpayer dollars would ever go to fund abortion. I don't understand why a business that's main profiteering is based on their abortive services, why they could ever collect a single taxpayer dollar. But I do want to drill in a little bit more about how you said this opens up other states for the possibility to make such a decision within their own. The Attorney General, Andrew Bailey, we had him on the show yesterday, tweeted this out just a few minutes ago. Supreme Court has affirmed that Missouri tax dollars do not have to fund the unlawful and repugnant actions of Planned Parenthood. The end is in sight for Planned Parenthood at PPFA. So is the onus now on each individual state to follow up and say, South Carolina, we've got some precedent there. Now those pro-life states can take action if their statewide officials say so?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. The states, basically, this gives a green light to states to do it. Now, you and I know what's going to happen. Red states will cut off funding of Planned Parenthood, but places like California and New York will not. And by the way, the answer to your earlier question is the way Planned Parenthood got around the Hyde Amendment and the ban on federal money being used for abortion is that they put Planned Parenthood claims that they provide other services, you know, medical exams, breast cancer, mammograms, things like that, besides abortion. That's a tiny percentage of what they do. Their money overwhelmingly comes from abortion, but that's what they use to try to get around the Hyde Amendment.
Yeah, it's very disappointing. I think if people could follow the money more, there are a lot of people, you know, this is just a political approach to this issue, but there are a lot of people who don't love abortion but would still consider themselves to be pro-choice, but wouldn't want to know or wouldn't want their tax dollars to truly be going to fund it for people. And I think that this is a step in exposing that. I know that there are a whole slate of big cases that we potentially will get the ruling on. I guess tomorrow is tomorrow the last possible day. Could it go into next week?
Well, right now, tomorrow is the last day that the Supreme Court has scheduled to release their opinions. There are five decisions left. I suspect we'll get all five tomorrow, but, you know, they could decide to schedule another day last week and not release them all tomorrow.
So are there any other of the Supreme Court rulings today that you found of particular interest that we should be paying attention to, or which ones you're anticipating to be released tomorrow?
You know, there are other important decisions today, but most of them had to do with procedural issues on criminal cases and things like that. What we're still waiting for, some very important cases, is one of them is called Free Speech Coalition v. Paxton. That's the case where Texas imposed a verification rule on pornography websites, saying you have to verify before you let somebody into your website that the person is an adult. And all these pornographers got together and formed an organization they called the Free Speech Coalition. Doesn't that sound innocuous mm-hmm. and really nice? Mm-hmm. And said that, oh, no, this violates our First Amendment rights, forcing us to make sure that kids aren't viewing our pornography sites. That's a really important case. Of course, we're also waiting for the Mahmoud versus Taylor case. This is one out of Montgomery County, Maryland, in which the local school board, which is this woke far-left school board, said that to parents, you cannot opt your kids out of the sex education we're doing. And by sex education, I mean DEI propaganda.
Indoctrination.
Indoctrination, yeah. Basically. No, you can't. You can't wave your kids out of this. And so all these parents got together to sue. And listen, it was a real coalition. It was parents of Jewish kids, Muslim kids, Christian kids all saying, you cannot force us to have our kids educated with this kind of propaganda. So we're waiting on that case. And finally, we are waiting to hear on the birthright citizenship case, not the substantive issue, as I think I've said before, but the issue that was up before the court on an emergency appeal were nationwide injunctions. And frankly, we're all hoping the Supreme Court comes out with a decision in which they set out strict rules trying to cut down on the nationwide injunctions being issued, not just in this case, but in general.
Well, we'll be paying very close attention to it. Hans, we always appreciate your thoughts and expertise on these issues. A good one out of South Carolina, and hope it gets some legs across the country. Thanks for the details today. We'll be looking forward to tomorrow as well.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
All right. Bye-bye, Hans. Thank you so much. Let's take a quick break. The YouTube live chat poll for today, first time mentioning it. How much destruction did the airstrikes cause to Iran's nuclear facilities? Setback for months, setback for years, or obliterated? We'll see where the Trump vote is today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I don't have a prediction today.
I have a prediction. We'll get to it in a little bit. Let's discuss it real quick when we come back. The YouTube live chat poll, youtube.com/@AnnieFry. And a reminder, you can stream us on the Odyssey app anywhere you go, anytime. AUDACY, find 97.1 FM Talk. We'll be back with the discussion on the destruction of the airstrikes. How bad was it? Don't go away.